New York City, June 12. 6 days after the first exchange of money, a white pigeon walked down Central Park South in New York City, stopped to taste a soggy wad of Kleenex, then flew up to the granite ledge surrounding the windows of Thomas Berryman's apartment. Berryman says there are always pathetic city pigeons perched on his ledge, and that they'll never look in at him or anyone else. There are also long cigarillo ends all over the ledge, and there's an old Texarkana trick of burning off bird feathers with cigars. The window is up 10 stories over Central Park South. The building is picturesque, a dark, towering gray stone hotel. A famous fascist banker once killed himself out of one of the nearby floor-to-ceiling windows. He tied a rope to a radiator, jumped, hanged himself. Because his neck is thick and his hair so black, Berryman looks fierce from the back. Face on, it's different. People trust him right away. Nearly everyone does. Thomas Berryman says he's a hard worker, a brooder when it comes to work. He says he'd read all of Charles Dickens by the time he was 14, but that he just did it to accomplish a task. He's a broad-shouldered man with beautiful woolly hair and a seemingly darker, bushy Civil War mustache. His look reminded me of Irish football players, or at least my limited sports desk experience with their pictures. Also, he would be right for Tipperillo cigar ads. On this particular June morning, he flicked on a carousel projector's fan and tugged on a customary wake-up cigar. He pulled curtains on a full wall of glass, and Central Park's lollipop trees and handsome cabs disappeared. The Plaza Hotel disappeared. One lazy-bodied horse in a blue straw hat disappeared last and caused Berryman to laugh. He hadn't worked for 4 months. He'd played in the sun at Mazatlan and Caneel Bay. He was fresh as a rose. Thomas Berryman sometimes spoke of his individual jobs as numbers. He would talk about getting ready for another little number, about having performed a number. In that respect, this would be the horn number. For the next 3 days, he arduously prepared for his meeting with Jimmy Lee Horn. He read everything ever written about Horn, and everything Horn himself had written. He read everything that was available, twice, until his eyes began to hurt, until his brain wore raw. Sitting in his cramped library, he was thorough as an archbishop's secretary, wore no cowboy boots, wore high-priced cologne, read Larry McMurtry books to relax. Thomas Berryman's E-Day fix was to study, 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 and then study some more.